Well, life on the farm, a kind of laid back, ain't much an old country boy to me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack, I thank God I'm a country boy.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. Tractor sexy.
Goodbye, city life.
Thank God I'm a country boy. Woohoo!
2 out of 2 for Walter Clayton Jr. 6-point game, 7 seconds left. Pettiford pulls up, misses on a 3-ball.
Look at the save.
Clayton saves, and it's over. A return to national prominence for the Gators. Florida will play for the national title.
Now, the only reason I'm sharing that ahead of talking with Ryan Jenkins about what's going on in Jay is I know he is, like me, an even bigger War Eagle Auburn fan. And if we're going to have misery, we're going to have it together. Ryan, welcome back, sir.
Yeah, it was good until it wasn't.
How much is being an Auburn fan like being a farmer?
There's a lot of similarities, I can tell you.
Oh, man. We won't go into it, but... What's that?
I said so much is out of your control.
Yeah, oh my God. Anyway, we won't need to talk about whether that was a charge or not a charge. Anyway, let's just move on. I will pull for the Gators because it's SEC, and, you know, that's fine, but it was disappointing. Anyway, what's going on the farm right
now?
What's that?
I said it was fun to watch. It's been a great year.
It was fun to watch. It was painful to lose, but it was a good game, and I always take a good game. What's going on your farm right now? What have you been doing this month?
Well, we still are busy, you know, getting ready for the year. We've been doing a lot of equipment maintenance and repairing stuff and just getting all of our pieces ready for action and still spreading lime, and we're terminating our cover crops and really just getting ready to plant them. A little bit behind. I wish I had my corn planted, but now that it rained, you know, 5 or 6 inches last night, I'm kind of glad I didn't pull the trigger on that last week. But all in all, it's going good. We've just been really busy doing, you know, the extra stuff that I don't know if people know. You know, I think some people think all we do is drive a tractor and go from one end of the field to the other, but, you know, there's a lot of other things that we do to promote agriculture and to keep agriculture headed in the right direction. We've spent a lot of time in the last month. We've had several different events we've been part of, and we've hosted most of them ourselves. So just a lot going on there.
All right. So you got a lot of events going on. I know you have people in and come talk about all kinds of things, right?
That's right. I mean, some of the things we've done, we have Farm Bureau Day in Tallahassee. So that's where all Farm Bureau members from throughout the state, you know, we have a day that we go there and really inundate the lawmakers there with agriculture and talk about different issues and meet with different ones and really try to promote agriculture, but also work on the problems that we're facing and trying to find good solutions to those problems and working with those guys. And then, you know, for the stuff we've had at the barn, I feel like this election season is just going on forever and ever and ever. But anyway, you know, we just finally had our election for House District 3. We had several of those candidates at the barn one day to meet with all the different farmers and go over issues that we're facing. And then two of my favorite things are, I know you've been to one or two of these yourself. I can't remember which ones you've been to, but
I went to First Responders Day, I know, and I think I went to the Extrication Day, too, where you were kind of featuring, you know, teaching people how to think about that kind of stuff. Maybe it was the same day, but anyway.
Yep, same day. That was it. So we had our annual Jenkins Farms Farm Safety Day. We had about 100 first responders there and went through all different types of issues that they could run into. And, you know, the goal is just to expose them. A lot of them have never been around the farm. Expose them to some of the types of equipment that we use, the size of the equipment we use, special considerations they would need for a safe rescue on a farm, types of injuries they might see. You know, it's a really good day, and, you know, we always get a lot of good feedback from that one, and it's just something that's very important to me for many reasons. But another thing that we do is We have FFA Ag Career Day at the barn where we have different FFA chapters from the area come. This year we had about 135 students or so there, and I think we had 12 different presenters. And the goal there is just to show the kids, hey, you know, the morning after you wake up from high school graduation, you don't have to know exactly what you're going to do the rest of your life. And most of the presenters that tell their stories, you know, their path to where they ended up is very crooked. Most of them are nowhere near what they thought they were going to do when they were in high school. But we want to expose those guys to, hey, you know, not everybody can be the guy driving the tractor or owning the farm, but there are plenty of job or career opportunities out there that can still make them feel connected to the farm, to feel connected to their raising, their upbringing. So, you know, that's something that's been very, very successful as well and something we're proud of.
Ryan, you're going to tell me about a third event that you guys have hosted this month. And you, one of the things I love about your farm is not just that you do the farming, of course you do, but you use your farm as an opportunity for outreach, education, for encounter, for bringing, you know, leadership Santa Rosa folks come in all the time. Like, you really think of your farm as a kind of a broader community political service in a sense, and I love that. That's how I got to know you.
That's exactly how we got to know each other, and that's I feel like that's important. I feel like so many people these days are disconnected from the farm. That's how we've kind of gotten a bad rap over the years, is people are further and further and further away from the farm, and they're getting fed worse and worse information. And so, you know, I'm just trying to connect the dots for people. That's really my goal. I want to see, hey, we're all on the same team. We're trying to provide a service. And I try to remind people, hey, think about this. Less than 2% of the population are feeding and clothing 100% of the population. So, you know, there's very few of us, but we need to remind people where their food and fiber come from.
Absolutely.
And that's kind of a segue into the final thing that we did. That was Saturday night, and it wasn't Jenkins Farms, but we were a part of it, absolutely. It was the Jay Area Chamber of Commerce, their first annual farm-to-table dinner.
Oh, okay.
And that turned out to be super cool. You know, they came up with this idea a year ago, and it was to promote agriculture, promote the city, raise some money for the chamber, all this. They came up with the idea with let's serve a meal that's 100% grown right here in our area. And so they started doing it. They started then, you know, picking blueberries and storing those, picking peas, corn, you know, everything they've needed for this entire event, you know, has been harvested over the past year. And then they hired a chef. Local well-known chef to come in and cook, prepare the meal, sold tickets. We had, when they came up with the event, they said, we'll try to sell 200 tickets for $100 a piece. And believe it or not, there was about a 3 or 4 page waiting list for people wanting tickets.
Yeah, so, I believe it. I mean, it sounds like a really neat thing.
It turned out to be a huge success.
Ryan?
Hey, are you there?
Yeah, sorry about that. I don't know. Yeah, no, it sounds like a really cool thing. Cool. Go ahead.
No, that was it. It just, you know, they exceeded all expectations, and I expect next year to be 400 people probably, the way it looked.
That's
great.
I mean,
everybody was so excited.
I love it. That sounds amazing. One of the questions that I had for you that I, you know, kind of been lingering on the back of my mind is, obviously, with Trump coming into office and border control and with various efforts to restrict immigration, the state has kind of done its own things. The perception that people have about agriculture is that agriculture is one of the primary reasons that we have illegal immigration, that you have a lot of illegal immigrants that work in the fields doing work that, you know, U.S. citizens will not do. Is that true in the state? Is that true here in Northwest Florida? Is it people who are from Mexico but are legally here, or Guatemala, or anywhere else? What happens both in the state and here locally when it comes to immigration?
Well, that is a big deal, and you hit on it. You cannot find it's very difficult to find domestic help. You know, people that want to work in farming, it's hard to find. But I can say the few people that I do know in our local area that use, you know, foreign workers for their deal, it is extremely regulated. Those people are treated, the regulations that they have to deal with, like housing and things that are provided for those guys, they're treated better than we are. It's unbelievable. It's almost hard to do the regulations that they have, that they're forced to deal with. And I don't know of anybody in our area that would even touch someone that's illegal. There's just too many things to lose for doing that. The ones that I know are straight up doing it right. It's a difficult process to get those workers here, but I can tell you this, the ones that I know that are using them, they are 100% on the up and up, and they are 100% treated like family, and they're treated better than some of their own family. So it's the ones that I know of are doing it right. I don't know of anyone. I'm sure somewhere in the country there's somebody that's using illegal immigrants, but the people locally, at least, that I can speak for, are, they have a hard time doing it because of all the regulations, but they do it and do it well. And do it the right way.
Interesting. No, I mean, I didn't know what the answer was going to be. So that's fascinating. We always like to end with a farm fact or something like this. You have one for me this week or this month?
I do, but you probably already know it because you're pretty daggum smart yourself.
Oh, way to overshoot.
Anyway.
Let's see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
You know, it's time to plant corn, so I was trying to think of some meat corn fact, and, you know, probably most people already know this, and it's just a little tidbit, but when you look at a cob of corn, an ear of corn, next time you go eat corn on the cob, if you count the rows of kernels around it, they will always be an even number. So I think that's pretty fascinating. You'll never find a ear of corn that has an odd number of rows. And then something else, you know, when you see corn with silk on it, I don't know if people realize that each kernel has its own piece of silk, and that's actually the female part of the plant. So that's how it gets pollinated. When the pollen falls off the male part, which is the tassel, it has to hit each piece of that silk for that kernel to turn into a kernel of corn. So.
Now,
a lot going on in a corn plant.
As someone who lived most of my life in Illinois, as someone whose university at Illinois has a song about our experimental cornfield, the Moral Plots. No, you don't throw, or you can't throw shade on the corn is the song. And has lived much of my life driving north and south across the cornfields. I didn't know either of those things. So thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, there
that.
You go. Now, next time you're sitting there eating corn on the cob, count them and they'll be easy, I promise.
I guarantee. I know what I'm going to do and what everybody else is going to be like. I'm going to find the one that proves them wrong. I'm going to get me a four-leaf clover. I'm going to get me an 11-row of corn ear. I'm going to prove him wrong.
Yeah, most of them average around 16 to 18 rows around.
All right, but they don't have 15 or 17. Okay, all right, I'll take it. Ryan Jenkins is our good friend. He's the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. Community outreach, political, and also, of course, he informs us every month what's going on the farm. Ryan, as always, thank you for the time, and thanks for, you know, feeding my kids and putting clothes on their back, man. I appreciate the work.
Thank you so much for having us and helping get the word out. Y'all have a great week.